members of our churches in every place. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 4, 1903. To the members of our churches in every place. My dear brethren and sisters, I am unable to sleep past 12 o'clock. I have been given representations of what is and of what will be, and this leads me to make the earnest inquiry of those who know the truth. Are you sanctified through the truth, or are you departing further and further from the truth? I saw one of authority presenting the instruction contained in the book of Colossians to the believers assembled in the Battle Creek Tabernacle. The lessons of this book may, with profit, be often repeated. Here, true, practical godliness is outlined. Here are laid down the principles that are to be preserved in every church that is organized. Paul was received up into the third heaven and was shown many things not lawful for a man to utter. Why could not Paul tell what he had seen? Because those who heard would have misapplied the great truths presented. But though Paul did not tell that which he had seen in vision, all that was shown him molded the messages that he bore to the churches. His teaching contains precious lessons of warning and encouragement that should be studied by all. He wrote with a power that was not of man, but of God. To Paul was opened most clearly the work that was to be done by those who had united to build up the church in the most holy faith. They were not to weaken the church by bringing into it human policies, trying to make them a part of the service. They were not to bind up with the church unsanctified practices or unholy, selfish principles. These God abhors. The words of this messenger of God, to whom Christ revealed himself as the Son of God, are to be received by the church as true and sacred, instruction bearing the stamp of divine authority. They show the high position to be maintained by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.